From WebCourses Bangkok, and this is part 4 of the web designer series of how to be a web designer from scratch. Now, with part 1 we looked at looking at core HTML. Part 2 we looked at the semantic HTML of how to really use it. Part 3 was all about CSS. So hopefully now you've got a really nice grounding on what you can achieve with HTML and CSS. Now, CSS is a big, long journey. There's lots and lots you can do, and it's always changing, especially with CSS 3. And that will give rise to a lot more design aspects, which is what I want to talk about in part 4, which is all about design, actual Photoshop or, web page design. Now, web page design can be done in a number of ways. It can actually just be done straight in by HTML and CSS. Some people do that. It's called coding, designing in your browser. So off they go, they just start adding things and they pull it all together and they can find it very easy to change it. Personally, I like to use Photoshop. Now, with Photoshop, it allows you to use a lot of tools to quickly create a design. So that means Photoshop is part 4, which is essentially you've really got to start to get to know Photoshop. It's a very, very powerful tool. The other option for you is things like GIMP, and GIMP is just an open source version of Photoshop if you don't want to spend I think it's about $1,500 on Photoshop. And also there's Fireworks as well, but essentially these are all programs on web page design. Now, web page design can should stem from your wireframes. Personally, I really like to do a wireframe before I go into a design. I like to have an idea of the layout and what's going to be on the page before I open up Photoshop. In fact, Photoshop is probably one of the last things I do when it comes to designing. Another thing that I find very, very useful is to already have a good idea of my color scheme and have maybe a collection of ideas of how I want to build this page. So, for example, maybe I'll have a look around the internet for some good navigation, or maybe a header design, or maybe footers, whatever. And I can pull these together and kind of mix and match these different designs. Now, a tip about designing for a web page is turn off your browser once you finish one design, right? Go away, just let it settle in your brain, just maybe check your emails or something, but literally close it down. Don't have anything else to reference from, and then start again. When you are designing for the web, it's important to use, you know, your pixels. You'll be using pixels when you design it, because when you first open Photoshop, it will default to like centimeters and things like that. So make sure you're designing in pixels. And personally, if you're doing a fixed width, center-aligned page, which is what most websites are now, you want to be working around about maybe 960, 980 pixels maximum width. You can go over that, that's fine, but unfortunately with that, you start alienating some of the users with smaller screen sizes. And 1024 by 768 is the average screen size, the standard screen size of most people now. Obviously, you can go really, really high. Another thing to think about is whether you are doing a fixed width page design or if you're doing something called fluid, or which means that it will fit the screen. Most people, and if you are starting out, I would keep to fixed width because it's much easier. Now, with Photoshop, you've got a lot of tools there. You've got photo manipulation. I mean, you pick the right perfect image. You can basically just surround it with a little bit of text and you're done. So, think about the imagery that you're going to use, but most of all, think about what's going to be on the page. You know, where is your maybe search bar going to be and things like that. And if you can and you have time to do this and you really want to be a professional web designer and a freelance designer, then have like a collection of things that you can just pull in, and then there you go. For example, things like a navigation bar or the outline of a normal page. You can maybe just create a Photoshop template from which you can work. So part 4 is all Photoshop, or at least web page design, however you want to do it. It's a long journey and it's a very, very fun journey, especially for those creatives among us. Okay, well, enjoy, and if you need any more help or information, please see www.webcoursesbangkok.com. Cheers, bye.